Geek Tank is supported by listeners like you.
Get your Uru hammers and your nailer guns, a sonic screwdriver or a sword plus one. Use Valerian steel if it'll get you to come to the Geek Tank, to the Geek Tank, to the Geek Tank. The Rocky Mountain Geek Tank.
Aspect. Okay, we're back, and I'm Guy.
I'm Troy.
And this is Geek Tank Live.
We are live?
Sort of. This is also our podcast, so this is Geek Tank Podcast.
So we will see if it runs or doesn't run. And
looks like it's still running, sort of. So this is our first official podcast where we are broadcasting and podcasting and recordcasting.
Yeah, this will go onto our website for people who aren't looking at it with their eyeballs and listening to it with their ear holes.
Your earballs.
They're going to respect us more, I think, not having to look at us.
Yeah, everybody respects us more when you don't have to look at us.
Yeah.
Okay. So our topic for today...
Yes.
...is...
No girls.
No girls. No girls allowed.
You may have noticed the distinct lack of voice, and for those of you watching, a distinct physical presence of Chelsea.
We had a plan for this show, but then Chelsea had an emergency.
Yes,
that
and Chelsea did all kinds of planning for the topic we were going to do,
right.
So I really didn't want to do that topic without her.
Yeah, it seemed kind of weird to kind of do the show without her. So here we are doing our kind of improvised topic, which is fine.
Yes, and it'll be fun.
And you know Chelsea's allowed.
You're going to have the yes in there for the improv.
Yes, and.
There you go.
So I yes and the yes and.
We figured we'd just do a topic about no girls allowed, since there's no girl
no
here.
No girl here.
And in a tongue-in-cheek style way, because, of course, girls are always allowed, even in the testicular cancer club.
I hate it when that happens.
That's a Fight Club reference.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So
what are we talking about? What's our story?
You know, recently there was a whole big hullabaloo about the Razor commercial with the toxic masculinity type deal.
Yes.
I think it was Gillette. I'm not positive.
It was. So there's an interesting, there's like lots of levels to that one. First of all, I think the biggest one that gets me is that people take that particular term, toxic masculinity, and they take the word toxic masculinity
as a blanket.
As a blanket. Well, no, they take the word toxic as a modifier of the word masculinity, as opposed to toxic masculinity as its own thing. So they're sort of saying that instead of saying it's masculinity that's toxic, they're saying that all masculinity is toxic. And, you know, it's like...
It's kind of like if I said that poisonous tree frog over there is a poisonous frog, and people assumed I meant all frogs are poisonous.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm talking about a specific type.
Right.
They're all frogs, but that category of frog there is...
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's toxic.
Right. And really, when they're talking about toxic masculinity, they're talking about stuff that's kind of sucky. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that sucks. I have problems with some issues of toxic masculinity myself that not cool and it's unpleasant.
You going to open up here or should we keep the...
I don't know.
This is a safe space, Guy.
This is not a safe space. We're broadcasting
dang
live.
Dang it. I thought I could trick you.
But no, I mean, it's like... Because like there's things like I have trouble crying. That's one of the things that I have always had a problem with. Because, you know, I was taught at a very, very young age that real men don't cry.
Well, it's also used as an insult.
Right.
It's like, what are you going to
do? Are you
going to
cry?
Yeah.
When are you going to cry?
Yeah,
I am. That's toxic, and that's sort of what we're kind of... That's what they're talking
right.
about. Is
yeah,
they're talking about that kind of stuff. That crap. All that stuff that either is built into us or is built into the culture where, you know, like the bro club and stuff like that where, you know, you're beating your wife. Well, I'm not going to talk about that because we're bros. And stuff like that. Instead of, no, you need to do something about that. You need to talk to somebody. You need to, like, tell the police or something. Save this person. That's all toxic.
I never thought about that aspect as toxic masculinity, but
that's
definitely
in it too.
Definitely.
There's all kinds of crap that's in there. It's like that. And that's kind of part of what that's going on. I've noticed that that's... And it's... You know, this is part of also what they were talking about whenever I had seen that. We were recently talking a little bit about that. That there was that picture that went around about the boys that were wearing the Make America Great hat who were facing down the Indian with a drum.
Yeah.
And somebody had posted an article about that. And I know this sounds like I'm about to wander right off topic.
I thought you were already off topic.
I'm coming back to this.
Okay. Well, I'm here when you
okay.
get back.
Okay. Just stay with me here.
All right.
But somebody had said that that's like a Rorschach test of our culture right now. Because depending on which side you fell on that, was you could tell who you voted for in 2016, where you fell on certain political topics, and you could even find out exactly like where you shop in certain instances, like whether you shop at here Starbucks or whether you shop at Chick-fil-A, you know, to some degree, because we're so polarized now that everything becomes that way. So I was kind of shocked whenever, you know, Gillette puts out these things about toxic masculinity, and I was like, oh, that seems like actually they're addressing a problem that I actually have a problem with. You know, some of this stuff is toxic, and it does actually, get to me. And then, you know, everybody's polarizing on it, and I'm like, wow, it's amazing how fast we polarize on stuff. More than just that. Now, somebody had made an honest comment that I do agree with, which is, you know, if they're going to be making statements, one of the things they should do is make their female razors as
yep.
It costs as much as their male
razors.
Yeah,
they call it the pink tax.
Yeah, the pink tax,
so
which I totally agree with. That makes a
right.
total...
To me, it's one of those reverse... You don't hear feminine toxicity mentioned much, but that's exist in its own way, too. Of the, it's a version that perpetuates the toxic masculinity. So you have toxic feminism that feeds into that same thing.
Right. But again, it's back to that same kind of statement of, hey, when somebody's doing good... You don't point out the thing that they did bad 10 days ago as a reason why they're not doing a good thing today. Hey, you picked up trash. But you know what? 10 days ago, you were a bad person, so it doesn't matter you picked up trash today. Yeah, it's like, it's still a problem. You know, we still have sort of a toxic part of our culture that...
Well, we still have sections of toys for girls and toys for boys.
Yeah.
Which is one of those things that...
It's kind of weird.
Read an article about a female that when she was younger, she loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but other boys teased her because she had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shoes, and they were saying, those aren't for girls, those are for boys.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous, and that's part of feeding into the whole...
I don't think I'm getting a refresh like you are.
That's because I'm cooler than you. Guys referring to watching our feed, our live feed that's coming through on Facebook
right
now.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot
of
people...
who are listening to this at a time later than the recording date. But it's one of those things that I remember it was odd for females to like sports.
Right.
And this was back, of course, when we were geeks and nobody was allowed to be a geek because you don't fit into society then back then. The thing that was acceptable was sports, but not for girls.
Right. You couldn't be a sports fan and a girl.
So,
which I thought was always a funny thing since my mom,
your mom,
was such a sports nut.
So it's at least things have changed, but the dynamic has shifted in a weird way because now there's a clique of geeks who don't want females to be part of the geekdom. Now that in their mind, well, we're cool now. So, but it seems I'm not into sports, so I could be entirely wrong. But it seems like female fandom for sports has been a lot more accepted.
Yeah.
Of recent, but I'm not part of that crowd, so it's hard for me to know. But if you watch the commercials, like the beer commercials, and that you still see. A clear gender expectation set as to who does what in those aspects.
Right. The beer commercials especially are manly men and girly girls, and the girly girls are in bikinis, and manly men are drinking beer and driving pickup trucks. And yeah.
It's got to be through mud, apparently. Because I know that's exactly what I need a vehicle for, is just to drive through mud.
Especially when you've been drinking beer.
Absolutely.
Don't drink and drive. I'm
just
saying.
Just don't. Just don't anything, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, just don't anything.
Don't anything.
Just go home, lock yourself in a closet. Don't drink anything. Don't do anything.
Anything. Don't do it. But it's one of those things that I was watching a recent interview with one of my favorite people in the entire world, Charlie Brooker, and he was trying to show video games to an interviewer whose name's Jon Snow, not the same Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Does he know nothing?
He knows nothing.
Okay.
This Jon Snow actually knew nothing.
Well,
but one of the things he said that irritated me, and I was super happy that Charlie Brooker stood up for him, was he said, well, females don't play video games. And Charlie Brooker was like stunned, and he's like, no, like more than 50% of the video game players are female. And the guy that was interviewing him just couldn't possibly grasp that concept. And this was, he was clearly a much older gentleman, like I'm going to guess in his 60s or 70s, but
yeah.
But he was old school, and he just didn't see any value in video games at all. And Charlie Brooker was trying to explain to him that it's such a vast, giant medium that you can find something in it that fits you no matter what it is that you like.
Absolutely.
And
well, that's I mean, even between like you and I, we have absolutely radical different tastes.
Yes.
In games. But somebody posted in his mind
it was a no girls allowed for video games in his brain.
Right. Which, of course, is a silly...
Very silly.
That one's ridiculous, seeing as how we all know that my wife is addicted to Skyrim.
Skyrim, yep.
I'm not saying nothing.
I mean, our video game specialist in our team is female.
Yes. She's good. She clearly has opinions, as we still make jokes about opinions.
Her opinions are very welcomed.
Yes, they're beloved. But, I mean, that's kind of one of those things. So, I mean, it's like...
So I guess we didn't come at this with a question. I guess our question would be, what would be the solution to getting rid of the boys' club?
Right. And to those of you who are watching, by the way... We're not ignoring you necessarily. We're just unsure how we're going to handle the live feed. Do we?
Well, I think one of the ideas that was kicked around was we typically had breaks and maybe use the break options as a chance to review some of the questions and comments, and then we can address those either before or after the break as we come out.
Or we could screen them or whatever. I mean, there's lots of options to this, but... We'll see how this works. We're kind of going. We're flying by the seat of our pants tonight.
Good thing I'm wearing pants tonight.
That could be far worse than it needs to be. So, because you see, you can't see under the table, but I can.
I was trying to think back.
You don't want to see there.
The no girls allowed thing, and I remember that when I was going around to a bunch of different groups to. Do foam sword fighting, there was a distinct lack of females, and I don't know if... I always assumed it was a lack of interest.
Joan's cracking us up, by the way, as a side note.
I didn't know the people, so I don't know if they were actively keeping females out of their group or if it was just an unwelcome feeling that went around. But that was just specifically in the groups that I went and visited. I never found... an official group that I became a part of. I just had a group of friends, and in that it was about a 35-40 female ratio to male ratio, so not quite 50-50, but close to it.
Yeah.
So I was, you were part of the original Sifu.
Yes,
right?
I was. Well, it was Dai.
Dai.
Yeah.
That's right. So Denver.
And we had Denver Anime International, and you're right. We had probably
not quite 50-50, or was
it? Oh, it wasn't 50-50.
Okay.
It was, when I started there in 91, the anime population was definitely 90-10.
Wow.
I mean, when we started NDK, the first year of NDK through like the third year of NDK was like a Trek convention. It was mostly 20s guys, 20-year-old guys, you know, guys in their 20s. Then Sailor Moon came out, and we had a whole bunch of 20-year-old guys and a whole bunch of 14-year-old girls. And that was terrifying for those of us that were running security. But everything seemed to run fine. I mean, nothing untoward happened. Everybody ran pretty well. But yeah, that was definitely a shift. Sailor Moon was a major shift to the anime culture, which is funny because that's another one of those in reverse. Because one of my close dear friends is a major Sailor Moon fan, but he's also very male and not girly at all. And
but the way society looked
but
at
the way
him,
society
then,
looked
have,
at
yeah,
yeah
he was a,
he had
he was
to keep everything kind
fan.
Of be a closet Sailor Moon fan. He was only it was only okay for him to be a Sailor Moon fan when he was at the convention, because
and even then that's taking a risk.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird to be a Sailor Moon fan. But now we have routinely we have guys that dress up as Sailor Moon, and they'll come in and the Sailor Senshi, they'll come in as, you know, they'll cosplay as Sailor Moon. They have a batch of guys, some of them with like full beards. It's very funny, but it's gutsy and entertaining. So, you know, it's kind of a thing. And then there's all this, like, everything is shifting. You know what I mean? When I was in the 80s, none of you were in the 80s, just me.
That must have been boring.
It was very, very alone time for me. I was all by myself.
You found the library, and you're like, oh, these books, and you dropped your glasses and then broke your glasses. And
it was horrible. Yeah, it was terrible. And I was like, no! But back in the 80s, like, the Trek fandom was all male. It was like two women. Total.
Well, as we know,
Cass was the old one. Yes.
Talking to Cass, and then I think rest it might have peace. Also might have been Catherine Renta. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been her who also mentioned that they were there. They just were hesitant to tell anyone because
The
boys' club.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Because it's not like women weren't involved or they didn't like it or, you know, they did. They just weren't allowed.
Right.
They weren't allowed to come in.
It was kind of an unspoken thing from where
right.
I could
we didn't
see it.
We didn't talk about it.
And meanwhile, we're like, why aren't there more females
right.
in this fandom? It
people like
sense.
You and I, who wouldn't have had a problem with it at all, you know, we were quite. I mean, we were. Well, I mean, it was just kind of one of those things. We were sitting there going, "I don't get it." That was my biggest thing. Is I still don't get it. I'm glad to have people all into that.
It's one of those things. It's definitely better, but it's also shifted and in other ways have gotten worse.
Yeah.
So I guess the solution is to just keep preaching. To
keep
tell
preaching.
People to stop being
well,
jerks.
And it's getting better and better and better with every like passing year. I'm noticing that we've reached almost a 50-50 point at NDK. Which is good. Some years we're actually at a 51%, 52% female at NDK, which is great. And that makes it wonderful. I mean, that's a wonderful thing.
I don't keep track, so I don't know.
I mean, I know that in your room.
You get to see the numbers.
Yeah.
Because you're part of the.
I'm part of the upper echelon,
yeah.
But. Which just means that I see a whole bunch of numbers that I try to sleep through, which is really what happens.
And draw pictures. While
and I draw pictures. So it's one of those things. We just keep working it. Keep working the situation.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that I'm feeling like we're kind of coming to an end on this.
I know. I'm trying to see what else I got here.
What else do you have on this
Let's
thing?
See.
We could go to a break real quick.
Yeah, let's go to a break.
We'll go to a break real quick. See what happens with the break, and I mean, I don't know if the break will work.
Do you have a break lined up with a button thing?
I have a break lined up with a button.
All right.
But I'm not 100% sure if this will work like I want it to. So.
Oh, so we're being asked how our.
How we fixed our connection?
Magic.
Yeah. Actually, I worked for a long time on the codex.
And I sacrificed a few chickens.
I had some chickens. Chickens were involved.
Chicken nuggets were sacrificed.
Chickens were involved. We're going to go to our break right about now, I think. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Connor Trinneer, and I played Commander Trip Tucker on Star Trek Enterprise. And this is Geek Tank.
Geek Tank is sponsored in part by Geek Way Homes. There's only one way to buy a home, and that's the Geek Way.
And we're back. Look at that.
It worked.
I even think like I got magic. A bump rolling and everything. I think that actually worked like a normal human even.
People just had to look at us that we're watching live is all. We need to bring puppets next time. So I was going to mention before we went to break, the gender exclusion things, like gender exclusion birthday parties. Have you encountered any of those? Because I have.
Gender exclusion?
It was... One of my kiddos' friends in his class was having a birthday party, and he wanted to go, but he told me he couldn't. I was like, why? And he said, because it's a girl, and they're only having girls at the party. And this is at 9 years old.
9 year old. Well, you know.
It might have been 8 at the time. But,
right.
But still.
That seems kind of interesting. Why would you exclude at 9?
My guess is because they probably thought either boys wouldn't show up, because maybe it was a princess theme or something. Maybe they thought the theme oriented wouldn't work, or I really don't know. It was bizarre to me.
That is kind of strange. Because I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, that just seems weird.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't experienced that yet.
I've had birthday parties where it felt like it was girls only because most of my friends were girls in high school.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was a plan for a sleepover.
That would be a good reason to not do it, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't what was going on. But
you don't think so? There wasn't a sleepover
going?
Because
that's the kind of thing that I think they would have mentioned.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying that in lieu, by the way, of one of the people on the forum here, because that's the other thing I'm trying to kind of try to do here is the thought process of
sure.
Maybe... bringing in the concept here of including our audience.
Well, when I'm, you know, thinking about it, I think that the most of the birthday parties I was invited to as a kid were only guys.
Yeah, but I think friends. That was default. So
of course,
I
we're
was
talking
that way.
Early. We're talking late 70s, early.
Yeah, because I was very much. I was very much from a school where, like, my best friend in junior high was female. And through a lot of high school, I had female friends that were really close, and my bestie was a female. And so, like, all of my parties were mixed all the time, just because of the way it went. So I don't remember. And like you were saying, before I changed schools, I was in a traditional school, and it was the same way. It was a whole bunch of guys because it was a whole bunch of guys. Just because it was just like a whole bunch of us guys. But there wasn't a girls aren't allowed. It was just, hey, invite all of your friends.
Yep.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things.
Well, relatively recently, I guess not terribly recently, but Boy Scouts is now no longer exclusive to just boys, which I think is really cool.
I think that's interesting, too.
Because the Boy Scouts had only certain activities they offered, whereas the Girl Scouts only had other activities they offered, but you had crossover of interests.
Right.
So.
Well, and I think also the difference between Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts was...
They have really good cookies versus really crappy popcorn.
I did not, in fact, just buy 4 boxes of Girl Scout cookies just today from my dealer.
Of course not.
I'm not mentioning any names, dealer, but I'm looking at you.
I've got a side note about cookies, but let's get there naturally.
Anyway, cursed dealer.
So
anyway,
the difference
it's the Thin Mints. I can't help myself. They're so beautiful.
So the difference between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts?
It seems like there was a difference between the two. Like, Boy Scouts was more like actually like going out and camping and like survival sort of stuff, where Girl Scouts was more like home ec in the original conception between the two. So having a mix over between those two, that actually sounds a little bit more like exactly what we're talking about right now. The expectation as a kid, I would have been much more interested in what the Girl Scouts were doing than the Boy Scouts. Because I hate being outside. There's bugs outside, and I don't want to be with the bugs. And I'm much more interested in sewing and cooking and the things that would have been traditionally home ec sort of stuff, even though I don't know that the Girl Scouts do that anymore. But in the 50s, they did. So I would have been much more into that kind of concept. So, you know, for me, I would have been much more interested in being in the Girl Scouts than the Boy Scouts anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, who wants to sleep on the ground with the bugs? I don't like bugs.
Well, there are people who do, and if that's their fandom, I'm not going to shame them for it, but that's definitely not my thing.
I will shame them. I will shame them a lot because bugs.
So, recently, it's been approved in Denver that Girl Scouts can now sell their cookies at the in front of dispensaries, which is a brilliant idea. They're going to run out of cookies so fast.
They're just going to flush.
So maybe this whole thing about making marijuana legalized was all a Illuminati plot
plan
by Girl Scouts.
It's a Girl Scout
plan. In order
plan
to get to selling more cookies.
It was a Girl Scout plan.
Which is brilliant. So I went to Boy Scouts for one day. I think I was maybe 11. I'm not sure. I'm sure it was just a way that my mom was looking to get cheap babysitting. And I had pocket knife that was maybe about 5 inches. I don't know. You know, big enough to kill a person, but not big enough to look threatening. And they said, you can't have that. I'm like, why? I said, well, you don't have your knife patch yet. I'm like, but I have it. And that was like the last time I was there.
So instead you got the 1 day patch.
I got the 1 day patch.
Right. That's what you got.
Which is not great for someone who's trying to go for more than 1 day. But
well, you can only get that if you've been there 1 day.
Yes.
It's a special
patch.
They
take it away if you go more than once.
Right.
But they didn't take my knife
away. If you go there 1 day, you get the 1 day patch. After the 1 day, they take that patch away and give you the 2 day patch. After like 10 days, they give you a 10 day patch and then a 20 day patch. After a while, you have to stand up and say, hi, I'm Troy.
Yeah, I'm a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I'm a Boy Scout. Yeah.
I didn't make it that far.
Gotcha.
Yeah, preteen and early teen Troy was not a Boy Scout. And especially...
I'm not going to make any comments there.
Had a lot of snarkiness before the word snarky was invented.
You're like Captain Kirk, huh?
Yeah.
There are many things, but never a Boy Scout.
You can't cheat on that test. That's how
watch
I won.
Me. Yeah. For those of you who are trying to live life, don't live life like Troy. Instead, if you need a home, go to Geekway Homes at www.geekwayhomes.com.
That could have been smoother, but we'll take it because it's there.
I'm working it. I'm working it. Give me time. Hey, I actually have a bump with Geekway Homes in it on the bump. I just haven't edited any more bumps yet. I just have the one. So
okay.
We've got to get more bumps. Now that I know that I can get them to work and we're broadcasting it and everything's working fine, I can make more bumps.
Yeah. Make sure they're pretty and not ugly.
No, they're bumpy.
Don't want ugly bumping.
They're bumpy. That's the way
so,
it goes.
Here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Because you're more into the con scene than I am, I think. Are booth girls still a thing? Because they should not be, but
they
I don't...
They should not be.
But they probably are, aren't they?
Well, now, here's the thing about booth girls that I mean, here's my opinion on booth girls. There are booth girls who choose to be booth girls. If you choose to be a booth girl, that's your thing. Have a ball.
They didn't want me.
Right. Well, that's your problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of like, this is like my Joni Brocious thing. Joni Brocious is a cosplayer. Joni Brocious likes to be naked and goofy things like that. You know what? That's her thing. That's fine. That's okay. Because she chooses to do that. Nobody forced her to do it. If you are forced to be a booth babe, that bothers me. If you feel like you don't have any other choice but to be that in life, or if you feel like that's all you're worth, I've got an issue with it. You know what I mean? But if you're doing it because it makes you excited, it turns you on, whatever, da-da-da-da, that's a thing, and that's okay, and that's all right. And if you go home at night and you do your lawyer degree thing and whatever, and you have some other part of your life that you do... I'm okay. That's cool.
Yeah, my problem with it is the aspect where booth girls' agency is taken away and they're
right.
objectified. It's I don't have a problem with booth girls the people that are doing it. It's the way that it's interpreted and used in society, which they can't control.
Right.
It's the people outside of their control.
And that's that gray area. What if you want to be objectified?
How do you retain your agency and still be objectified?
What if you want to be objectified?
Because for people like us that are trying to champion women getting their agency, it's tricky to spot when
right.
they have agency, but they're using it in a way that has been traditionally used in a different way.
If you have a desire to be objectified, then you have agency. And that's why, where are you on the championship? I don't know. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know. The women who pose for Playboy, the women who do porn,
the management.
That's so hard to figure out where that lies. Where does that lie? I objectify him
yes.
right now. I'm objectifying him right now. Just saying. Jerry, just so you know, I'm objectifying you right now.
Well, there you go.
But that does make me wonder. I mean, you can't, that's something that Emma Watson had said.
Yeah.
Because Emma Watson had done a photo shoot where she was topless or nearly topless or something. And she got lambasted for it. And for those of you who do not know who Emma Watson is, that's Hermione from Harry Potter.
There you go. And lambasting is different than lambasting, which is
right.
delicious.
And so she had done something where, and she got onto a news show, and they brought that up. Her response was, if you take away my choice to do whatever I want with my body, then that's just as bad as taking away my choice to be objectified or not objectified. And I thought about that, and I'm like, see, now that changed my view on it. Because if anybody's a champion for agency and objectification, it's Emma Watson. I mean, she is majorly a champion. And her statement is, hey, if I want to be naked, I can be naked. And that's the same thing that I've got with Joni Brocious. Her thing is, I want to be naked and have people pay me for it. And I'm like, you know what?
More power to you.
I'm not interested in paying you for that, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Other people are.
Yeah, there's a difference when you control what's happening and then you're being used in
right.
a way where you're being forced to have to do that.
When you're forced to do it, that's not right. Right. If you're 14 and wanting to do that, then we've got an issue. If you're 14 and I'm telling you to do that, we've got an issue. But if you're an adult female and you wish to do that with your own body, that's
or adult
your
male.
Business. Or an adult male. I'm looking at you, Jerry.
I was looking at myself.
I'm looking at you, Troy.
Everybody is.
Everybody's looking at Troy.
I'm not getting paid enough for it, though.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep, see, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. Our viewer, Joan, is also a fan of Joe Bro.
Okay.
We're both into... I mean,
or is that Jabro?
Or Jabro, I don't know. I like her, man. She's a good cosplayer. She's interesting, and she's out there. And she's got... Also, one of the things I really like about her is that she's got... she's a good, positive role model for body issues. Because she's like me. She's got skin issues. And I really like that.
I think I have part of an answer to our No Girls Allowed problem.
Uh-oh.
We need to just stop having comments turned on for a lot of things, because that's where things get nasty.
Maybe. Our team seems to be pretty nice.
No,
our comments are good.
I just meant looking at things like... well, I had to do some research because I didn't know who Joni Brocious was. And we did an episode. Didn't we do a whole episode on that a while back? I remember this distinctly, actually. We did an episode on that, and I had to look her up and do research, and the comments is where things
got
toxic.
Nasty.
And
it'll get toxic with her all the time. Mm-hmm. I read her Patreon feed, and it'll get toxic in there, and she'll kick them out.
Good.
And I'm like, you go, girl. Just kill them.
On Facebook, I follow a few different ones, and there's like Geek Girls, I follow that, and they put a lot of different cosplayers on, and they don't care about body image. They, if you're a cosplayer, they'll put you on.
Right.
And which is fantastic.
And you'll get boy, she's fat. Boy, yeah. She's the wrong color. Boy, she's... And I'm like, good heavens, guys, lay off.
Yeah, they clearly haven't understood the concept of what cosplay is about.
Cosplay is not about weight. Cosplay is not about being 100% accurate. I mean, we've talked a lot about this. I mean, this is right. Another thing.
As a cosplayer, your goal is to be accurate, and those are the standards you want to put on yourself. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't apply your standards
to everybody else.
Onto that.
Well, we had this discussion. Our listener Joan says she's the only cosplayer I follow on Instagram. I actually follow two, but I follow our local cosplayer Allie Cat. But those are the only two I follow on Instagram as well.
Who is an honorary member of Geek Tank?
Who is definitely an honorary member.
She has the jersey to prove it.
She has a jersey, and she's part of Geek Tank and everything. But I was just actually going to bring her up because she doesn't like her nose.
What?
And I know. Well, everything.
I was unaware of this.
Well, she had commented on it at some point in time on her feed, and I had never noticed until she said something. Naturally.
Now I'm going to notice because she said
something.
Now I'm
going to notice.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's like a contagion. But she was commenting she didn't like her nose, and I thought, that's funny because I never noticed it. But somebody had picked on her, on her nose, on her Instagram. And it completely shattered a lot of her confidence. And then she had to regroup, come back, and get back into the fight.
Allie,
and
you're awesome. Don't listen to these
people. Yeah, I was
about
to say, Allie, just stay with it, man. Stay with it. You're doing fine. Did you hear that she recently got involved in the...
The Star Wars thing,
yeah,
right?
Star Wars, what is she? That's
the
Rebel Alliance.
I think it's like Mountain...
No,
Brigade.
It's Rebel Alliance.
Rebel Alliance, okay. She's also part of the Mountain one, too.
Well, that's the 501st.
No, it's not 501st. She might be part of 501st, too, but there's a second group that's not 501st.
Well, yeah, so there's a Mountain Brigade, which is the Rocky Mountain version of the 501st / Rebel Alliance. So if you're... let's delve into this. So if you are a Star Wars cosplayer and you dress up in Stormtrooper armor, you belong to the 501st. I think it's only one L.
I'm going to look it up. Just keep going.
If you belong to... If you dress up like a rebel, then you belong to the Rebel Alliance, and so, but it's the same vetting system. You have to be accurate. You have to be completely accurate to the screen accurate.
They have very strict standards.
Yeah, they have standards. She does a Rey that's just phenomenal. Her Rey outfit is just incredible, and so she got approved to the Rebel Alliance for Rey. We found it now, and we're going to be posting
it. For those of you listening not watching later on.
Alycat. Cosplay. So there you go. But yeah, she's sort of our ongoing resident cosplay fan or expert? Expert.
Right. She wants to pursue it professionally. She is. And that's... We were lucky enough to meet her. I forget what she was wearing when we first interviewed her. But we were like, hey, you want to come do some interviews for us and be part of the
team? Yeah, we snagged her at like DCC or something,
right.
Didn't we?
But it's cosplay is where her heart is, and that's what she wants to devote all of her free time to.
Totally. She's just like, that's her geek. Mm-hmm. That is her hardcore geek. So there you go.
So we kind of steered off track there a little bit.
Well, we've gotten into it. I mean, a lot of this is toxic. I mean,
you know,
we're talking kind of a little bit about toxicity.
Back in the day, I remember it was really hard to find females for improv comedy groups. You maybe had 1-10 ratio if you were lucky to have a female in the group.
Well, we also had problems just trying to find female actors for, like, the things
that
we were doing.
That became a running joke of ours of where we're going to find a girl.
Yeah, I mean, that was such a thing that our acting troupe didn't have... I even had to translate that to Japanese for one of our movies.
Of which we had our friend dress up as a geisha.
Yeah.
Since we didn't have a girl.
Yes.
We did. What's funny is we did have a girl, but
it wasn't part of the running gag, so
no.
We had to have him dress up as a girl, and he had to pretend to say it.
Of course, I think traditionally back in Shakespeare times, you only had all male troops.
That was normal. That was a thing.
I'm so glad I did not have to perform back then.
Yeah, you'd be, I mean, you'd be an ugly girl.
Well, I am an ugly girl.
Yeah, you're an ugly guy.
Although I tell myself I'm a pretty girl when I'm alone by myself.
That's true. That's always good, though.
Yeah, you got to build your own self-esteem.
Do you do that when you're in your cage with your water bottle? And you
usually I say I'm a pretty hamster.
That's
I run on my wheel.
And you just run around on the wheel and just squeaks a little.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I need to get my wood chips changed.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so moving right along.
So we're going to go to another break that we don't have?
I don't have another break on this one now. I only have one that worked.
So we can do a few shout-outs locally. It's kind of like a break.
It's like a break.
Visions
Comics and Oddities
has new artwork on their windows.
I noticed that. They've also got new artwork going on their Facebook page.
Cool.
So shout out to Visions Comics and Oddities.
They're located in Sheridan. I should know that. Uh-oh. Mayor, I'm going to get in trouble with the mayor. They're located in Sheridan.
Not a good sign.
Nope. And definitely go check them out. Really cool comic book shop. They also have other little collectibles and things. And they have a little section that's dedicated towards horror.
They have a little section dedicated towards all of the Eagle Moss ships that I need to buy.
You're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Do they have the Discovery yet?
No, I only have...
No, I mean, is it out?
I don't think Eagle Moss is... No, Eagle Moss did release the Discovery. Okay. And they released the Shinjo.
See, I want that in Attack Wing form.
Yeah, me too. In 1/2500th scale. Because everything in Eagle Moss is like 1/1000th. Mm-hmm. So it's not small enough. I agree. I'm in 1/2500th is this long.
And then a sad shout out to Manfritz.
Mannequin Fritz. Mannequin Fritz, which passed away, sadly, this last Sunday. As they were shut down because of the ghost train.
Specialty French fry place had amazing fries and like 10 to 15 different kinds of sauces that you could get with
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. It was a great place.
Craft
this
beers.
This is in Old Town Arvada.
Was
in Old Town Arvada. It was a great little fry shop, which literally you bought it. You went in and got French fries and hot dogs, which sounds like, why would you do that? Except that this place... was great. I mean, it was a wonderful place, and they've been shut down.
And you want to talk about the ghost train?
Yeah, ghost train.
I assume Scrumptious is still around. I haven't seen
Scrumptious is not going anywhere.
Okay.
But nobody in Old Town is happy about the ghost train.
I'm going to hold you to that. If they go somewhere, I'm breaking your kneecaps.
I know. It'll be horrible. Scrumptious is wonderful.
It used to be fries at Mannequin Fritz and then over for
around
ice cream.
Around the corner for Scrumptious.
Ice cream.
We did that one last time on Friday, last Friday.
I read they were going to be open on Sunday, but they sold out of everything on Saturday, so they closed a day early. And apparently the owner really didn't know why. What happened? I think they were just told, you're closing, and that was it.
I don't think that's the case.
I think they're just keeping everything.
I think he's just being nice. Because really what I think happened was that the ghost train is driving everybody nuts in Old Town Arvada. So what we've got is, this is one of those long stories.
How much time do we have, by the way? I can't see anything from over here.
Well, we're at 8:54, so this long story will have to be short.
Okay.
But here's the long story short. We've got light rail now in Colorado, and we have a line that's called the G line, and the G line goes out to Arvada. However, there was some error in the guard gates that close around the crossing gates over the streets. So because of some weird law, they have to run a million tests or something on the gates, on the line, before they can put passengers on it.
To make sure no cars are going to get crashed.
So they have literally been running that train back and forth and back and forth down the line for about a year and a half with nobody on it. Hence why we all call it the ghost train. Because there's nobody on it. Well... the problem is the people who own the rents downtown or down in Old Town see that there is a train line going from downtown Denver to Old Town Arvada, and they think, oh, well, now that there's a direct line from downtown Denver to Old Town Arvada and it's a straight line, straight shot, we'll raise all of our rents because you can have people coming there straight away. It's only a it's only a 20-minute train ride on light rail, and you can have anybody you want out there. So they've raised all the rents, but there's nobody going to the old shops yet. So what's happening is everybody's rent has gone up, but nobody's paying for it. So I think that's what happened to Mannequin Frites, and I think we're going to find that other places in Old Town are going to close, too.
See, I really like the schoolhouse. I hope
the schoolhouse stays open. The schoolhouse is the old schoolhouse. In fact, what people don't realize is that Arvada is one of the oldest cities in Colorado. It's almost as old as Denver itself. It was Denver and Arvada and Golden in the very beginning here. That was all there was.
Right after the Big Bang.
Right after the Big Bang. Yep. And it was just horrible. You know, all the stars were cooling. Mm-hmm. There was Denver. There was Arvada. There was Golden.
That's it.
And that was it.
Yep.
Then later, after everything else cooled, the dinosaurs came. And that was when people had to ride dinosaurs back and forth.
To get their ice cream and
French fries. And French fries. And so it's been sad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's your story for that.
There's story time.
That was your story time.
So yeah, if you're in Old Town,
nothing to do with our topic today.
Well, it's okay. This was kind of our ask is anything, and it was me asking the anything as to what happened to the French fry place.
What happened to the French fry place was our ask us anything, which had nothing to do with our current topic. So,
well, our ask us anythings don't have anything to do with our topics typically.
Right. Now we will real quickly, for the last few minutes of our show,
yes,
look back over our notes from this particular thing.
See if there's any questions. So now's your chance for
chance for you to talk to us for just a minute or two. We're going back over the things here. Looks like Joan's saying that you identify as a pretty hamster.
It's true.
Which I think is true. I think you're, as far as hamsters go, you're a pretty good looking hamster.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, as humans go, we got a problem. But as far as that's pretty good. So Joan's saying she loves the Geek Tank creation theory.
Okay.
So she wants to believe that.
All right.
Just like the X-Files, we want to believe. So anyway, there we go. There we go. Good old boys used to eat French fries there. So now Jerry has tied this all around for us into one solid unit.
Okay.
That was nice of you, Jerry. Thank you. I appreciate that. So our listeners are getting involved.
Good.
And that's
and if you want to watch our show live,
you can join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're here every Tuesday. And
that's the plan.
That's the plan. We start with local news, which we don't actually record to put up on our podcast.
Sort of local. I mean,
if
you consider the local, universe
local. Local time local.
Oh, okay.
Time local.
I see. 8 p.m. local.
Yeah, local to the time. Because these podcasts, it's ridiculous for us to do the news on the podcast because that seems like a silly thing to do. So there we go.
All right. So, yeah, come join us, and you can ask us questions and interact with us. And we, in between our breaks, towards the end of the show, we will...
We'll start working with you.
Yep.
Jerry will be here for all of us, including you. Yep. Jerry totally got this locked down. Mm-hmm. He did. He totally did.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our show. Thank you for joining us, people at home. And thank you for joining us on the podcast out there. Now we're going to see whether we recorded this properly and whether all things worked. But either way, I'll see you next week. I've been Guy.
I've been Troy.
And this is Geek Tank.
As always, you can email us at questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We're Rocky Mountain Geek Tank. Feel free to join the conversation. We look forward to hearing from you.
Geek Tank is a production of Fox Blade Media and is protected under the Creative Commons 3.0 license. Your hosts today were Guy S. Davis, C. Troy Fleur, and Chelsea Kramer. Kevin Weibler is our engineer, and our music was composed by David Coyle. Geek Tank is funded by listeners like you. Please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/FoxBlade.
I'm Mike Davis asking badges. We ain't got no badges. Good night.